Phone Boy Speaks, episode 959, No Sling TV Ads on NBC.
NBC television stations in the United States are refusing to air a series of new ads by Dish for its Sling TV streaming television service, which has made a lot of noise because, well, for $20 a month, you can get a small number of channels that you can watch, and then you can add in little packs of that. And by the way, one of the things you can get for that $20 a month is ESPN. So you could actually, you know, if you really just want to watch ESPN and or, you know, some of the other stuff on there, you pay them $20 a month, and well, voila, you have access to that on any sort of device that you want. And now, why would NBC be refusing to, or NBC television stations be refusing to air ads for the Sling TV service? Well, that's because NBC is owned by Comcast, which is one of the largest cable providers in the United States. And of course, that service undermines the service that Comcast sells to millions of people across the United States, including myself. And there is was an interesting statistic I saw, and I won't have a link to it in the show notes because I didn't know it would be relevant. But there's a Rubicon recently that Comcast passed, and it's that they now have more broadband subscribers than they do cable television subscribers, which should tell you something, right? I mean, we've got a long way to go before the traditional cable television model goes away, but the fact that now they have more broadband subscribers could kind of tell you where things are going, and I think Comcast completely knows that, and I think even the cable channels realize that, because even the CEO of Disney, who owns ESPN, said, you know, there's going to be a time where we're going to be selling this directly. We're not going to do it anytime soon, but we know that this is the way things are going. So, and even for them to admit that this is the way things are going should really tell you something about the movement to get away from the traditional cable packages, because let's face it, they're too expensive, right? I mean, actually, ESPN, funnily enough, is part of the problem, right? Because they charge something like $6 a head for a cable television subscriber, and they have to be at like one of the lowest cable tiers. So, you know, therefore, you go from limited basic, which by the way, my cable bill, according to my wife, went up another few bucks, and all we have is limited basic and cable internet, right? So it's just going up for effectively no reason, right? It's companies want more and more money, and it's like, you know what, at some point we're just going to say screw it and not pay for it because it's not actually providing all that much value. But anyway, this is the writing is on the wall and everybody knows it, and I think NBC slash Comcast is delaying the inevitable. I mean, in fact, even Comcast, I guess, is doing their own streaming TV service, but it has a ton of limitations and probably won't work all that well anyway, because they're trying to get people to use their existing offering, when in fact their existing offering is the problem, right? It's just too expensive, and I have to buy all these channels I don't want to get the couple that I do want. If I could pay ESPN $7 a month for ESPN, maybe I'd do it, right? Because that's actually, I mean, I don't watch a whole, I mean, during the NFL season, I would certainly watch it, but maybe not so much the rest of the time, but certainly ESPN is there, and I'm sure a lot of consumers would be happy to pay it or not pay for it, right? Because a lot of consumers have to pay for ESPN and they have no interest in it, so it kind of goes both ways. So we're dancing around the fact that cable television, the current model just doesn't work and needs to change. I also just kind of found the media corruption there just kind of funny, right? It's like, well, you know, it's clear, you know, that a station is not going to operate against its own interest, right? If its owners want something, then it's not going to advertise or put a newscast about it. Likewise, I would not expect a TV station to say something nasty about a major sponsor, because when that happens, that major sponsor is no longer a sponsor. The money goes away, and then that pretty much kills the speech. So just, just kind of watch for these things. That, so I kind of, that was the whole reason I flagged the article in the first place. It's like, well, first of all, no duh, right? It's just that kind of thing. Just it makes nothing but sense that they would make that thing. But it just kind of shows you, yeah, kind of how the media works. But you know, on the other hand, as I say, it's not a surprise, right? That they're doing this, and you know, I'm sure they're getting advertisement everywhere else. And the ads, of course, are funny. You should watch the ads because they basically are a big F you to Comcast, which may be another reason they don't want to air the ads. They don't want to admit that they're kind of crappy, and they know it. But anyway, so there you go. NBC not airing ads for Sling TV. No shock.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.